I don't really think about owls.
Well, do you ever hear squinch owl or?
Oh, yes. I have heard of squinch owls.
Or screech owl or?
Both. Scrunch and squinch and screech. Uh-huh. One of them's wrong. I don't know which one.
Uh-huh. What about the big kind that has a deep voice?
Just an owl.
Mm-hmm. And kind of black and white animal that has a real strong smell.
Uh-oh. Skunks. Polecats.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees.
We call them possums. The real name is opossum.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about something that even you see in the city? That you can even see in the city. It's a maybe a little grayish sort of animal.
It might be an opossum.
Well, I'm thinking of squirrels.
Oh, of course, of course, of course. In the trees, yeah, squirrels.
What different kinds are there?
The only kind I ever heard mentioned was, well, two kinds. The gray squirrel and the flying squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, in this part of the country, we do not pronounce that name properly. We call them squirrels. You can't spell it. Squirrels is proper. Two R's in it, but we just call them squirrels.
Mm-hmm. What about the little kind that stays on the ground?
Chipmunks and ground squirrels. We don't see, well, I don't know. Our gardeners of the country are so seldom. I don't know whether any around here or not. I think I have seen them.
Uh-huh. And say some animals have been coming and getting your hens. You didn't know exactly what kind they were. You might say, I'm going to get me a gun and kill those.
Owls. Just owls.
Would you ever use the word varmint?
Not much in this part of the country. Mostly in the east, I'd say. Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, up that way. Or it might be out west.
What do they say up there?
A few persons might use that word, varmints, or pests, or nuisances.
Mm-hmm. And a bird the kind of bird that drills holes in trees.
A woodpecker.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Peckerwood.
Mm-hmm. Which did you used to call it when you were little?
A person careful about his speech would say woodpecker.
Uh-huh. Have you ever seen those big woodpeckers?
No. I've never seen any very large ones.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard the word peckerwood used about people?
Only in books. Not around here.
Mm-hmm. And what different kinds of fish do they get around here?
White perch, bass, a species of trout. Let's see now. I haven't been fishing in more than 70 years. Bass, trout, catfish, of course.
What about from the Gulf?
There's another little fish. I can't think of the name of it. What about what?
What about from the salt water down at the Gulf?
Saltwater fish?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, heavens, I never fished in salt water. The list is very long. You'd have to ask somebody down on the Gulf Coast about that.
Well, what do they get from the Gulf? But it's not a kind of fish exactly. But
shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Much prized. Everybody likes them. Oysters.
If you were going to buy the shrimp, you'd ask for 2 or 3 pounds of...
Pounds. Most likely they'd be frozen in a package with the weight marked on the package.
Uh-huh. Maybe it would be 5 pounds of what?
That'd be a mess of shrimp. No, it'd generally be about 1 to 2 or maybe 3 pounds.
Mm-hmm. What might you hear making a noise around a pond at night?
Around the pond,
mm-hmm.
A frog croaking.
What do you call that big kind of frog?
Bullfrog.
And the little kind that stays on land?
If they make any sound, I never heard it.
Mm-hmm.
But they are tree frogs,
mm-hmm.
that actually live in trees. And they make a strange long, drawn-out cry about sunset.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the ones that come out after it rains?
If they ever had a name, I never heard it.
Mm-hmm. And the kind that hops around in the garden?
Toad frogs.
Okay. And if you were going to go fishing, what might you dig up to go fishing with?
That's changed since I went. You had a long cane, which is a species of bamboo, mm-hmm. and a cork float, mm-hmm. set for what